says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Flower field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't
starve us out. Can't make us run. Welcome to the show, folks. Thank you to Hank Williams Jr. for that great song. Bit of Americana. And here you are at the Trump Phenomenon, another bit of Americana. I'm James Kelso, your host in this live program, Monday through Friday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And that translates to 8 to 9 where I am right here in the Central Time Zone, 7 to 8 in Mountain, and 6 to 7 out there on the Pacific Coast. So that's all prime time from coast to coast. That's all prime time, folks. Very, very nice. And with us tonight, we have George. George, thank you for joining us.
Hi, James. We have Donald Trump on C-SPAN. It's been a fabulous speech from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yes, indeed. And I'm listening on another line here. Let me bring my line in. Let me see where Donald Trump is right now. Turn mine on. I like your idea of listening to C-SPAN. I don't know, that does not occur to me every day to use C-SPAN, but they probably have, typically, their performance. It's objective, and it's clear, and it's technically very high.
Well, you've heard the whole speech with no interruptions, no commercials, no commentary, yeah. No pinkos, no lefties, no Clintons, no nothing, just Donald Trump.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, during one of the breaks, folks, I'm going to shift my signal over to what George is watching on C-SPAN. There are 100 different channels that are featuring Donald Trump. This is very, very important and good because it's a bypass, a workaround against the controlled media. Here's Donald Trump right now talking to all of us live from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
To immigrants from Pakistan who later applied for and received U.S. citizenship, were sentenced to decades-long prison sentences for plotting to detonate a bomb, and a very big bomb, in the middle of New York City. An immigrant from Yemen, who later applied for and received U.S. citizenship, was arrested for trying to join ISIS. He was also charged with attempting to illegally buy firearms to try and shoot as many American military personnel as possible. All right, folks. So I just say, what are we doing? What are we doing? And Hillary Clinton wants more and more and more to pour in. And you almost say, you know, politics aside, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a liberal, a Republican, a conservative, What are they doing? What are they doing? I don't care who you are. What the hell are they doing?
Nice. Nice touch.
So we're going to have strong borders. Our southern border is going to be very powerful. We're going to stop the drugs from pouring into Wisconsin and every place else. The heroin epidemic is beyond belief. In New Hampshire, a great place, it's really where I realize the extent of what's going on. When I'd meet with the people of New Hampshire and they'd tell me the biggest problem they have is heroin. And I said, can't be. With the beautiful lakes and streams and trees, it's so beautiful, right? The biggest problem is heroin. I said, you have to be kidding. It can't be right. Can't be right.
I'll turn this down just a bit here. I just wanted to bring you up to the second here on what Donald Trump is doing. That's in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Not too far down the road from where I'm sitting here in North Dakota, where one of the headlines, Donald Trump's talking about what all of these people being led into the country by Hillary Clinton and her crowd, what they mean to the country. I'll tell you something we found out here in North Dakota today that they mean to the country. They mean head lice. And I've seen this with my own in my own daughter's elementary school. Kids sitting in the classroom with head lice, and the school doesn't send them home. You know, and there are all, let me tell you, it's even arrived in North Dakota, folks. But people with head lice that the kids in class can see them. And it's so widespread, they're not being sent home. They're just living with it. It's mind-boggling. Let me see if I can find the news report here. Here's a story. I'm looking at a map, and there's North Dakota. Unbelievable. You couldn't imagine a whiter place than North Dakota. Well, it's everywhere. These people are attacking everywhere, and they're actually angling for places like Maine and North Dakota, which are historically 95%+ white, and they're actually targeting these places as destinations for third world mass immigration. Here's the headline: Mutant super lice outbreak has now spread to nearly every state. Now, how did that happen, folks? Now, the article doesn't cover this at all. Far be it from the reporters in this magazine, Country Living, to tell us why or from whence these lice are coming. No, it's an outbreak. Super lice. They just appeared. Back to school season is upon us, which blah, 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 blah. A whopping 42 out of 48 states tested are overrun by these so-called super lice, a treatment-resistant super lice that's spreading across the United States. This is according to a study published in the Journal of Medical Entomology, so this would be authoritative. In these 42 states, 100, okay, now listen to this, parents, 100, and everybody, kids, everybody, 100, the dogs would be interested even in this. 100% of the lice tested were resistant to over-the-counter treatments. 100%. Now, where have these come from? Where are they coming from? This article doesn't tell you anything. But, you know, use your brain. Here are these kids from the third world sitting in the class with your kid, and they're scratching their heads because they have head lice falling out of them on their desks, head lice on their combs and their cell phones and everywhere else. Two guesses. Where are the head lice coming from? But nobody.
Hey, James, out here on the eastern seaboard where we have crowded cities and our schools are filled with third world people, if you as much as mention lice, you're a racist, right-wing bigot.
Yeah, and now go to the news coverage. You're not going to get much consolation there, folks, because you're going to see politically correct medical people saying, telling you, don't worry about the head lice. I just watched several of these reports. They said head lice are not a health threat. Really? They're not a health
nice
threat?
Lice. They're nice lice.
I'll tell you what. If somebody gives me head lice, I'm going to punch him right in the nose. That's a threat to me. Head lice is not a health threat. Not a health threat.
I'm going to go there. So here in Middle Atlantic, where we have multi-culti, if you get some of that lice, about the only treatment that'll work is to shave all the hair off your body, including your eyebrows and including the rest of your body. Otherwise, you got lice, baby. Welcome to Somalia.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, it's pathetic, absolutely pathetic. And this just came, this, you know, just it just appeared. The headlights just appeared. The mutant headlights landed from outer space. So, you know, and these reporters.
Ninja lice.
I like what Laura Ingraham said about how corrupt news reporters are. And this is one of the great, great achievements of Donald Trump, is exposing the corruption, not just of the queen of corruption. He adopted that name today officially as his term for Hillary Clinton, the queen of corruption, not just the corruption of the political permanent political class, but the corruption of the damn media. And he is pointing his finger at them like Laura Ingraham. Ingraham's pointing her finger right at him and saying, you know, calling the scum, calling them the head lice that they are, and saying, do your jobs. I mean, that great contralto deep voice of hers, do your jobs, a 6'3", a brilliant woman. Boy, do I want to meet Laura Ingraham. I want to listen to her radio show. But do your jobs. You know, report what the heck is going on. Where do we get these headlights from? But they won't do it. Now, that's the other thing we're witnessing with Donald Trump. You're seeing it. I don't need to play clips of this for you because you're seeing it on your television set, hearing it on your radio, wall-to-wall, nonstop, 24-7. That's the term Michael Savage is using, 24-7 campaign against Donald Trump. Every media personality, every show, it's just nonstop. Trump is evil. Trump is evil. And every possible insinuation, negative thing that you could say. And meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is just wonderful. She's just wonderful. And, you know, this is mind-boggling. This is a complete deluge of propaganda that we are all going to be subject to for how many days now, George, between now and November 8th?
There's 93.
93 days of this, folks. That's exactly how many days it's going to last. And let's go back. Let's just, for a little relief from this pain, let's go back to Donald Trump himself and see what he's saying right now. Here he is live.
Different world today, folks, on a different world. But she makes it sound like I'm this tough guy that will have a temperament. You know, she uses the word. You know who gave her the word? Her people that write the speeches. We'll say Trump with a temperament. They said Trump in her speech with tweets. I've got between Facebook and Twitter like almost 21, 22 million people. It's an asset. It's an asset. I tweet well. But she said she made this statement during her speech. You know, I heard it barely because I was falling asleep. You couldn't watch it. All right. So, remember that one. Hillary wants to invade foreign countries. Look at Libya. Look at that. We did a great job there. You know, a spot hit on Gaddafi maybe, but, I mean, even that, what the hell do we get out of this? It's a disaster. Then you have Benghazi. Then you have ISIS. Then you have ISIS. Then you have ISIS taking over the oil. Large portions of the oil, and it's some of the finest oil in the world, and you have ISIS grabbing it, we don't know what we're doing. We have people that don't know what we're doing. We have people that militarily, in fact, they said, well, who is your military consultants? And I gave names, but they're not working now. You know, if they're not working now, I said, of course they're not working now. Look what working now people have gotten us. Havoc. Who the hell wants the people that are working now? I mean,
good crowd.
You know, a lot of it's common sense and a lot of it's instinct. And she has very bad judgment. She's got no instinct whatsoever. And when I was asked on one of the big networks about NATO, they said, what do you think of NATO? Now, you know, it's not like it was my
primary. Just to bring you current. I like to do that on this show. That's what Donald Trump's talking about right now. And I'll tell you, you know, another great radio show that's really covering the Trump phenomenon very well is Michael Savage. And I've been listening more and more to Michael Savage shows. And I'll tell you what, this guy, he says, I'm turning my show into our lives depend on electing Donald Trump. That's, he said, that's what my show has become. It's 3 hours every day. our lives depend on beating Hillary and electing Donald Trump. And he's really, really hitting some strong points. He has had Donald Trump on his show. However, it appears, and Michael Savage is irked by this, it appears that his current advisors are discouraging Donald Trump from appearing on shows like the Michael Savage show. So, you know, we'd like to see Donald Trump go back on the Michael Savage show. But, you know, who knows exactly what the rationale is there. But anyway, Michael Savage, very, very good coverage, very good. And he likes to do what we're doing right here on the show right now. He likes to play pieces of what Trump is doing. And if he's lucky enough, you got to be lucky to have your show scheduled right when Donald Trump's talking. You can bring Donald Trump on the microphone live, which we do here routinely because we've got this great primetime slot. Now, earlier today, Donald Trump was in Des Moines, Iowa. And in both of these events, Des Moines and Green Bay, he's paired up with Mike Pence, his vice president, presidential running mate. And the chemistry between the two men has been terrific, making for two terrific events. Looking for some, I mentioned that in Des Moines earlier today, Donald Trump adopted the term Queen of Corruption. And he said, if you elect Hillary Clinton, the Queen of Corruption, you will see the destruction of America from within. Now, here's a nice one. As I said, there are always gems in a Donald Trump speech. Only he can be Donald Trump, as only we can be us, as Jared Taylor says. Mike Pence is great, but he can't be Donald Trump. He said, you wouldn't hear this line from Mike Pence or from anybody else. Trump said today about Hillary Clinton, she is really pretty close to unhinged. That was beautiful. And he said, and people close to her, they all know this. She is pretty close to unhinged. Then he said about Gary Burns' book, we've covered that here on this show, Gary Burns' book, Crisis of Conscience. And he has said I bought the Gary Byrne book and I've read it. And he said, the press hasn't covered this book at all. And he's quoting from the book, using lines from the book and Gary Byrne's assessment of Hillary Clinton's character, which is totally unfit for the presidency. Here's another great line. Now, this one was from Green Bay. He said this just a few minutes ago before we went on the air. He said, in one way, Hillary Clinton is a monster. So he said she's pretty close. He said she's pretty close to unhinged. And then he also said she's a monster. So he's really like Babe Ruth. He's got that bat on his shoulder and he's swinging for the fences with his terminology and descriptions of his opponent, calling her a monster. And then in both speeches and routinely now in his speeches, he is going down a list. You heard that at the beginning of the show here, going down a list of some of the typical examples of so-called refugees who are part of the refugee racket that features such people as, I don't know how to pronounce his first name, who does and who cares, Khan, spelled K-H-A-N, but it might as well be spelled C-O-N, Khizr Khan of Pakistan, who is an immigration, as Paul Fromm termed him, hustler attorney. By the way, now's a good time to call in, folks, at 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
That's you folks out there. That's our callers.
What I hate is,
and I love it when your calls feature things that we've been bright enough to see. I really love the high caliber calls. You know, clear, a declarative sentence with a simple, important fact that the audience wants to hear. Or a question, a good question that the audience wants to ask. I love that when we get such questions as we routinely do from this great audience. So, you know, when you sit down in your chair to call in and ask your question, think of the responsibility that we all have. This is on my mind all day, every day, as I do this show 6 days a week. And on my day off, I'm just thinking about getting ready for that big 3-hour extravaganza on Sunday. We take off. I'll take off tomorrow and try to get ready for the 3-hour show on Sunday, which is on from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time every Sunday. We've been doing that show for 3 years. And let's go to your calls, by the way. It's 800-313-9443. Let me see if we have a caller yet. I was astonished. You know, I was talking about Michael Savage, and he has a huge show. And I was listening to him yesterday and the day before, and he said, come on, callers, where are you? I could not believe that. That Michael Savage, and I'm not trying to in any way say anything negative about Michael Savage. I love his show. But we get as... right now there are three people who've called in. And we're going to have a 3-hour show. We didn't do any build for this. Jeff in Idaho, Alan in Chicago, and Jack in Ohio. Three callers, bing, bada boom, right there. So I love, I say this by way of saying what a great audience you folks are and how many people this program may be reaching. I don't know. I don't know how many people it's reaching. Savage said the same thing about his show. It's just in his blood. He loves it. And that's how he's going to go out, is reaching people through radio. Well, let's take one of those calls now. Let's go to Jeff in Idaho. You're on the air.
Hey, Jamie. Thanks for the leading question. Donald Trump is listening to Michael Rivera about the narcocracy that is tied with the Bush and Clinton family from the Arkansas Development Organization. And what you're going to find is all the propaganda you're talking about, Barry Lee mentioned yesterday, is about that they want to basically throw anything against the wall that doesn't tie the corruption that is from the Iran-Contra with Bush Sr., okay? So all the neocons and all the Bushes and the Clintons are lining up to hide all those facts because those are still illegal things, okay, and the statute of limitations. So there's so much corruption with Hillary, they want to basically throw everything against the wall like that. The story yesterday was disinformation from New York about this attack on Donald Trump. But you have to be very, like Michael Rivera says, you have to be very, look at all the facts and basically don't get diverted. And, you know, if with Donald, going on radio shows right now is probably not the best thing, because what he wants to do is they want to basically have Donald speak off the cuff like he does and just yell at him about that. And what he needs to do is just let Hillary's corruption just subsume her whole personality. Well, you see what I'm saying? Is they're just going to attack Donald for any one sentence he misspeaks on, and they're not going to bring Hillary up because that's the plan right now. So
and
I'm just
Jeff,
saying that that's the tactic, and I'll let you go. That's all I really had to say.
No, hang in there, Jeff. Stay with us. I want to thank you for mentioning another of my favorite radio hosts, who is Michael Rivera. What a genius and what a giant.
Yeah, he coined the term narcocracy for the Clinton administration. Narcocracy.
Yeah.
Michael Rivera,
and all these guys have guts, really have guts. They are, you know, I don't think, well, I don't know how they do it, but they have real guts. And Michael Rivera's been doing it for years. So, Jeff, thank you very much for just mentioning
Michael.
Thanks
for taking all the views, Jamie. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Let's go to Alan after this break. Alan in Chicago, you're next.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Street.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks, and the I was just tracking down to you a little of Mike Pence today, but I know you want to hear a little of the man who will be your future vice president come January 17th, is it, when he'll put his hand on the Bible and take the oath as vice president of the United States. And here I've got, let's see, I think I've got him right here. Let's see if I can't get this, focused in, dialed in for you here. Mike Pence today in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Here he is. I'll just drop it right in, drop it right down into the timeline here. Mike Pence today.
President Donald Trump will lead with American strength. Rebuild our military, stand by our troops, defend our allies, confront radical Islamic terrorism, and Donald Trump will destroy ISIS at its source. Choice and the choice could not be more clear. If you leave here tonight, go find your neighbors and friends and say it all comes down to this. It's change versus the status quo. It really is.
Now, one thing I like about Mike Pence, he is powerful. He's concise. He's a man's man up there on the stage. I really like the presentation Mike Pence is making. Let's go back to our phone callers here. Jeff and now it's Alan in Chicago. You're on the air, Alan.
Good evening, James and George. George, you mentioned that we had 93 days left to the election in November. So what I'm going to tell everybody is get ready for 93 new episodes of The Twilight Zone, and that's what we're going to have because they are freaking out that Donald Trump is the nominee and he's making it. And what you're hearing all over the radio is people, oh, how could Donald Trump have said this? How could he have said that? Some are backing out. He got us to this point. Everybody said he would never be the nominee. He is the nominee. And the old phrase, you know, when you're over the target and you're taking the flak. We're over the target. We are at the beaches of Normandy, and we're taking it. And we have to stand by Donald Trump. He's going to make it. And there's good people like you and the rest of the people in RBN and other places. We know he's going to make it. We can't backslide, second guess the man. He's a genius. And every day that goes by, that there's second guessers, people coming out now against him. He's exposing the enemy within. And just give him a little chance, and you're going to see more rats. And I love these elections that came by. We're going to be getting rid of the rats in the Republican Party, in the Democratic Party, in the media. That's all we have to do is just stand by his side, and he's going to guide us through there. The tails have been shot off, but he's going to make it. I know he will.
Beautiful. Beautiful, Alan. And that was directed to you, George.
Well, very eloquently said. I agree. All the middle America hasn't got the memo that they're supposed to go, oh, my God, I'm not going to participate. They just love Trump more every day.
And they'll be loving Donald Trump. Let's look at the schedule here. He is today was in Des Moines and then in Green Bay. He is... The next item on the calendar is tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow in Windham, New Hampshire. So we'll cover that on our Sunday program from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll cover the Windham, New Hampshire event. And then Monday, he is going to be in Detroit, Michigan at the Detroit Marriott at the Renaissance Center. I don't know how big that is.
Tonight, at the end of Trump's speech, the C-SPAN camera did pan the crowd.
Okay.
It was huge.
Okay, interesting. That was at the KI Center in Green Bay. And very nice. That's good. The public only needs to get one, take it in one time with your eyeball how big the crowd is. It has this immense emotional impact it's this huge part of human psychology, folks.
Well, if you know, it's impossible to miss it. Let the camera not pan, and you can't miss the volume and these chants of Trump, 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 and lock her up. It's very obvious that there were many thousands of people in the audience, and there always is.
Yeah, and I think they're getting louder. I think they're getting more. They're melding into a group. Into a family, which is what this show has advocated for all 3 years of its presence on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are a family, our people. We are a family, and to save ourselves, we need to come together as a family. I've been saying that before the Donald Trump phenomenon appeared, but boy, does what Donald Trump has done, boy, does it fit what we've been doing for 3 years. And on Monday, where will Donald Trump be? Well, I was trying to categorize that event for you, the size of the crowd that will be there. That won't be a huge crowd because he's at a speaking engagement at the Detroit Economic Club. And so that's going to be an invitation-only event of a much smaller nature, but it'll be very important. That'll be a major, serious address, probably well written and crafted. So that will be important, and we will cover that Monday. Yes, that's at noon. That'll be a lunch of the Detroit Economic Club, a very important club in days of yore when Detroit was an economic powerhouse. Pretty hollowed out now, but I think they still retain some importance. And the economy has left Detroit, but they're still a club. And that'll be at noon, so we, of course, will be easily able to cover it in full for you on our Monday evening program. Alan, thank you very much for, you know, your keen insights. Did you have any other comment?
Just one quick thing. I know we're on the right track, and I know Trump is going to win, because if you look at the last election, a lot of people thought that Romney was a halfway decent guy and that Paul Ryan. Now you look at what kind of dirtbags they are, and you really see the Republican Party for what it is, and that's why shows like yours, I used to listen to a lot of different shows, but this show focuses in on Trump and the problems he's addressing. And I think it's really become evident to people. You just have to look around the local economies. It's bad. And I don't see his core group that got him to be the nominee are going to, you know, going to abandon him now. There's no way.
Yeah. Very excellent comment, Alan. And, you know, I agree with you about how good this show is.
It is. And now your family.
Yeah, because you know, Michael Savage gets it, Mike Rivero gets it. They realize the white hot heat is in this Trump phenomenon, and they're focusing there. Now, I listened to Rush Limbaugh yesterday, a little bit of his show, and you know, he's saying some good things, and he appears to be aware that his own future lies in the success of the Trump phenomenon. But it's a boring show. You know, it just, he goes on and on about his personal thoughts and things that worked 5 years ago and 10 years ago. But he's missing that white hot intensity. Where is it happening? That's why we cover daily exactly what Donald Trump is doing. And I think we're really good. But I like some of these other shows too, like Mike Rivera's show. Boy, he's got it all. Alan, you've got it all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And I'd like to use these two last calls, folks, Jeff in Idaho and Alan in Chicago, as examples. Jack in Ohio is coming up next. So, Jack, I don't mean to intimidate you here, but Jeff and Alan had really interesting on-the-point calls. They're really following what we're talking about in the show, and they brought something with their calls. I really love when the callers do that. Rather than a call, you know, this happens to everybody. I listened to Michael Savage handle a couple calls like this where the caller just, they had their own thing. They just went off on, you know, whatever their hobby horse is, had nothing to do with what the show was talking about. And Michael Savage, you know, he gave him a little bit of rope and so on. Then he finally just reeled it in and said, hey, look, you know, to one guy, he said, look, go go find out what you're talking about, and don't call a radio show until you know what you're talking about. But I love the way Jeff in Idaho and Alan Chicago had something really good to contribute to the show. Now, Jack in Ohio, I hope I didn't scare you off. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
here.
Hey, Jack, I love you. You're a new caller, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, new.
New.
Yep.
Okay, well, have you heard this show very many times?
A couple times. And I want to say this. There's a broadcaster on this network, Sunday Nights, Robert Rabel. I think he's a veteran, right?
Go ahead.
Sunday Night, Robert. Okay, and you know, Trump mentioned about rebuilding the military and all that. I remember Ron Paul talking about bringing the troops home, shutting off all the foreign military bases, shutting off all the funding to Israel and other adversarial countries, and shutting down the Fed. And you know, I often think about what JFK did in initiating the printing of Federal Reserve notes. I'm sorry, U.S. Treasury notes.
Well, now, before you get into that, which is a different topic, Jack, I like what you said about Ron Paul, and I want to relate that to something, again, right on topic here, for our man, Donald Trump. Pat Buchanan's latest column is entitled Trump's Road Still Open. And then the column just ahead of that one, let me go to the archive here. The column that he wrote just ahead is Trump the peace candidate? And Pat Buchanan's emphatic answer is, he sure is. Donald Trump is the peace candidate. Now, remember, that was something that was true about Ron Paul. He was a peace candidate. He said, no more of these adventuristic wars. We should fight. We should have a strong military. But by the way, Ron Paul got more votes by far than any other Republican running in 2008 or 2012. The military supported Ron Paul because Ron Paul, first of all, let me try to remember. Boy, it's been a while now. My memory, I think he was an Air Force surgeon. Ron Paul believed in a strong military that is used only to defend America, not that is used as some sort of a proxy for other interests like those of Israel. And the military loves that. Yep.
Yeah, and Jamie, Michael Rivero has said, hasn't he, that all these wars are banksters' wars, and there's a really great, honorable Hebrew-American scholar and author, Joseph T. Farrell, who's authored Babylon's Banksters and Financial Vipers of Venice. And coupled with, remember that Intercept? I think I might have heard this somewhere else, but I think it was Mike. I think it was the guy on Sunday night, Rivero. Somebody, must have been the Russian intel, intercepted a communique of Victoria Nuland and Jeffrey Pyatt. Pyatt's the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, and Nuland is assistant secretary of state. And I didn't know this until recently. The CIA actually comes under the direct orders of the State Department, okay? So what happens are, they're bragging about a $6 billion coup d'etat that the State Department and the CIA funded in Ukraine.
Right, and not to cut you short, Jack, but that Donald Trump is out there pounding. He's done now. He finished his speech in Green Bay, so that's now archived. But he is making the point that Hillary is a war candidate. She is a war adventure, interventionist candidate. That she wants wars. She will sponsor wars. America's army will be misused for all sorts of no-win wars all over the world with Hillary. Donald Trump is going to be the peace candidate. So this is a really a big point that Donald Trump is making. And thank you, Jack. A great call, and glad to have you in our audience.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir, there in Ohio. Folks, there are lines opening up now. Those were fine calls from Jeff, Allen, and Jack. So we've got those three lines are open. So if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. And let me scroll down here and see how we're doing.
Three callers who were really good.
Really good callers.
Yeah, and in today's Donald Trump speech, he talked a little bit about heroin. And, you know, he's remarking, wow, I went to New Hampshire and people tell me heroin's the biggest problem. And the point I'm making is there's some very bright and alert people on RBN and other parts of the alternative media. They get it. They understand the opium trade worldwide. And that interesting people like the Clintons and the Bushes have their little fingers in that pot. And of the many apple carts that Donald Trump may disturb, he might disturb the opium and heroin apple cart. That's a pretty damn big apple cart. So,
yeah, people have struggled to explain, folks, as George is saying. They have struggled to explain why are we, you know, we've got this, have had a huge military presence in Afghanistan, and the soldiers have come back saying it was as if we were guarding the poppy fields. You know, we were told, don't burn these, don't.
And that's because that's what we're there for, to guard the poppy fields, poppies.
Yeah, and, you know, this is the source of, like, I think 90% of the world's heroin. And Donald Trump, this is just a beautiful aspect of his campaign. He has been meeting us, meeting America. He is, I mean, can you imagine it, folks? He's visiting two, three states in every day. shaking, you know, thousands of people's hands, talking with thousands of people, and he's really become very, very familiar with us. It is only a political candidate can do. So this, and he, one of the aspects of the problems that we have is, in America, is the tidal wave of drugs, you know, coming in, a lot of it, most of it coming across the southern border. And I like what Donald Trump said the other day in one of his speeches. He looked up at the ceiling of the hall he was in, and I think it was something like 40 feet or something. It was very high. And he said, that's about how high our wall is going to be. And he said, anybody that manages to get up on top of my wall, they're not going to have a nice trip down the other side.
I like that.
Yeah. Stay tuned, folks. We got a break, and then more calls and more Trump.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yes, indeed. We do know where Merle Haggard stands. This is a great song from Gretchen Wilson, Politically Uncorrect, and that's us. George, I'm going to just go rapid fire here. through. We got Jimmy in Florida hanging on. Jimmy, if I can get to you, I will. But there's some really important stories. I want to just touch upon them. The biggest one that I've missed, my gosh, the Islamic State terror group, this is a headline in Breitbart, has come out. Here it is. Islamic State answers Pope Francis. Ours is a religious war, and we hate you. Oh, what a headline. Now, the origin of this is, folks, that Pope Francis put out a really pathetic piece. And I like what Michael Savage said. He said, this pope needs to be impeached. He put out a pathetic letter saying that there was nothing religious about these terrorist acts. Nothing religious. Had nothing to do with Islam. Islam is a religion of peace. And Pope Francis said that the only reason these Islamic terrorists were blowing up and cutting up Europeans is that they have they can't find jobs. That was his explanation. They can't find jobs. And his solution was, you know, bring more of them in and give them jobs. Okay, here, listen, get this headline. The Islamic State terror group has come out publicly to reject Pope Francis's claims that the war being waged by Islamic terrorists is not religious in nature, assuring the pontiff that their sole motivation is religious and sanctioned by Allah in the Quran. I'm not even going to be able to get into detail, but you're not going to believe. You've got to read Pope Francis's letter. It's mind-boggling. Then you got to read ISIS's direct answer to the Pope. And they said, you got it wrong, Pope Francis. Next story, big one. Jay Johnson, the head of Homeland Security, on his on his own diktat, gave 8,000 Syrians temporary protected status, TPS. He amnestied them in. 8,000 Syrians. Utter violation of the authority of Congress. That's a hot story that's going on. Another hot story that we haven't covered. Julian Assange has said that emails that he has possession of show she was running weapon shipments to Syria from weapons that she was stealing from Libya. Holy mackerel.
Iran-Contra all over again.
Yes, it is. And let's see. Here's another story. The Koch brothers have been bounced from the GOP by their failure in the primaries. You got to follow this. David and Charles Koch, they're walking around sucking their thumbs because they're not part of anything that's going on in the Republican Party anymore. Donald Trump has thrown the bums out. And there are hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, this is totally new for them. For them to be out in the cold and people saying, I don't need your money. Take your money and shove it. Oh, this is beautiful. So they're wondering what to do. And they're having meetings with people, sore losers. Here's another story. Huma Abedin, this is a hot story, collaborated with the Saudis to flood America with Muslims. And then the other story, Khizr Khan selling green cards. There's so much to cover, folks. We'll have it for you on Sunday. Be with us then from 3 to 6 p.m., 3-hour show. We'll see you then.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2000.
2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.